So for those who are new and have never purchased this laptop before, the first thing you'll notice when picking up this laptop for the first time is how smooth and how somewhat textured the lid is. Now there is a little bit of flex on my model, however I have the customizable model, which is, you can pick your graphics card on that one, at least you could back when they offered that ability. On the FB000 model, I think it was, the default model. And you guys can see, if I do a little bit closer there, you guys can see a little bit of flex in that lid. And the wobble for me is not that bad. Because I custom ordered mine, it's not too bad. I can flop it. It wobbles a little bit, but I'm not too worried about it, because as a college student, you know, I'm just looking for the best thing and the most affordable thing, so it's not going to bother me. But if you guys have an issue with that, you might be better off going with, like, an Omen or something. Now, starting on the right-hand side, ooh, don't break it. Starting on the right-hand side, you do have an HDMI port. That is a 2.0 port, or 2.1. You have a USB-A port, 5 gigabits, an Ethernet jack, a Type-C port. Now, this is what I will note about the Type-C port, and the community will agree with this. There is a little bit of debate as to whether you can charge the laptop or not with this thing. I know my friend has an Omen laptop, and he has a 150-watt Type-C adapter, and he plugs it into a port with the exact same icon of his Omen, and he's able to charge his laptop. When I tried to do that with different accessories, I was not, even though it has the same port symbol. So it might just be because I'm using a low wattage and it's not enough wattage on it, or it could just be that the devices are different in what they support and they just slap the same icon on it. So if you guys can get this thing to charge via Type-C, 130 watt Type-C cable, 150, whatever, do let me know, because I really want to know. Now on the left side you have your charging port, right there. You have another USB-A port. Now, the thing with this one is, it has the same icon as a Type-C port, so it does support always-on charging. However, make no mistake, the USB-A port is definitely not going to charge your laptop, so just keep that in mind, just so there's a lack of confusion. And then you also have a microphone headphone jack, you have the SD card reader, and then for whatever reason on the back, because there's no ports on the back, you get this big gaping hole that we like to call the exhaust vent, but some of you guys may just call it like a jet from a light cruiser or something like that from Star Wars. I don't know. It's weird like that. Yeah, that was a joke. That was a very terrible joke. But you power it on, and you guys will notice that it is white backlit, so no RGB like the Omen has. You want RGB, go with the Omen. And the power adapter. I do know for a fact the power adapter is 150 watts on the RX6500M model, the model that I have, AMD Advantage. If you get the Intel model or the AMD NVIDIA model, which is going to be NVIDIA graphics, any model with NVIDIA graphics will have 200 watts because those things have a higher TDP. The TDP on those is 75 to 90 watts. The TDP on the Radeon, and I researched this, the TDP on the Radeon, if you guys look it up, is about 50 to 60 watts. So naturally, the power adapter for this thing is going to be substantially smaller on my device than it is going to be on the NVIDIA models that most people review on their channels, so keep that in mind. Now loading in for the first time, you guys will get the Windows 11 setup screen. Now I've already set mine up. Now a couple cool things to keep in mind is you guys always have access, if you have the AMD model, you always have access to the AMD software Adrenaline Edition, and it also has 250 nits of brightness, which I'm not worried about because there's a workaround to that. So if you go to AMD and you go to the software and you open that up, if it'll ever pull up, eventually you can get to the settings over here, and what you can do is you can change the video settings to outdoor and it will bump it up a little bit. Now it's not gonna overvolt it or do anything like that. It's crazy. It's just gonna optimize whatever you're viewing for outdoor environments. And you may notice that even if you're using it in 40 degree weather, you use it in direct sunlight and you're have that on, your screen will get quite warm when doing it. That's because the screen and that setting are trying to outdo each other with the sun. They're trying to have a battle with the sun, and the sun is causing it to increase its nits slightly beyond what it can, and it's not going to be totally bright, like you can see it. It'll be enough for me at least, or some people that have 20/20 vision, or have really good eyesight, I should say. But the problem with that is that if you leave it outside in the sun too long, eventually you will start to hurt your display. You might start hurting your display. Now, I don't want to get all into that because that's another rant for another day. But that was just a little cool workaround that I found that tends to work somewhat for dealing with that. Now, if you guys did not see my Destiny 2 playthrough, on this device, the test for this, I will leave a link to that in the description. Not today, but tomorrow after this video goes live, because I can't do it from my phone for whatever reason. But I will leave a link in there so you guys can check out the 6500M gaming test on Destiny 2. And something else to keep in mind is that I do like to run different games. Because some games that are like Doom Eternal and Forza and like Cities and all these other games, you know they're going to work on these devices. And so I like to try FP try games that are newer or like Cyberpunk or Destiny 2 or 5M, for example, because those games that have mods or extra resources really push it beyond a game like Doom Eternal would do, or like The Witcher or something like that. It would push it farther than that would. And so that's why I do that. So that's something different that I like to do because it helps further prove. And it also helps with motion smoothness, which is what I'm going to talk about next. So if you go to display settings, you go to advanced display, you will see that right now it's on 60 hertz because I have eco mode enabled. We'll talk about that too. If you enable 144 hertz, it's buttery smooth. Now you can't see it on my camera because when it goes to YouTube, it's not going to be very noticeable. But if you're in real life, you're going to notice this thing, zoom, cut, slash, whatever you want to call it. It does it very smoothly. Now I'm going to open the Omen Hub software. You have a key for this. Press that. Give it a couple seconds. Wait, like, probably like 30 seconds or so, because it takes a little while to boot up. It's going to boot up. And you'll go into your Victus laptop settings, or if you have an Omen laptop, this works too, but yours might be a little bit different because you guys get extra stuff on Omen that you don't get here. And you'll see that I have auto switch to eco mode enabled, and when I'm on battery power, it's on eco mode. So it'll lower it to 60 hertz, and it'll save you a lot of battery life. People, if you are gonna be at school and you're gonna be using this thing as your daily driver, enable the auto switch. Enable it. It's going to save you a lot, and I mean a lot of battery. Even if you have the NVIDIA model, those steps will save you a ton of battery life. So make sure to do this because whenever you unplug the charger, your refresh rate will lower itself, it'll flash black and it'll lower, and it'll cut down on the battery usage at least a good percentage so that you guys are not burning through your battery as fast as you would if you left it on 144 hertz. And because the AMD model has better battery life by default, anyways, you guys are gonna save even more battery life than the NVIDIA model because not only does it have a lower TDP, the Radeon card, but the AMD processor's is better on battery life. So when you enable eco mode, you're getting it threefold, not just twofold, which is awesome. I like that. Now, I can't open up the internals right now. I did a separate video on that as well for RAM and all that. And something else that I did notice is that there's a little piece next to the battery that's like in the top left corner of the battery beneath the RAM. If you guys unscrew that and you guys have a 70 watt hour battery, those screw holes that are on the far left of the chassis in the AMD model, With the Radeon model, if you guys can unscrew that, it won't damage your device, and I have tested it. And actually, I think I have the piece around here somewhere to show you guys, if I can find it. Let's see. I know I kept the piece. Yeah, I kept the piece. So if you guys can find a piece that looks like this, it looks exactly like this, and you guys unscrew it, you guys can put a 70 watt hour battery in the 52.5 watt hour battery's place, and potentially if you guys calibrate it, you guys can get even more battery life out of your AMD, all AMD device. That's just a little tip and trick. And I only found this out because I went to my instructor, and my instructor was like, well, have you tried removing this? Because, you know, I'm an IT student and we know a lot about this stuff. This is the one thing I couldn't figure out. My instructor looks at it, and he points out to me, and he's like, hey, this thing, it doesn't look like it's holding anything into the chassis, because I had pointed out to him that it is obstructing the battery. And he said, well, let's remove it and find out. Sure enough, I remove it, and the chassis is just fine. And the reality is that the 70-watt-hour battery, the reason why my battery can't extend all the way for a 70-watt-hour battery is because this piece that isn't necessary is obstructing it. If you remove it, you guys can put the 70 watt hour battery in because it'll fit in the same screw holes and the same pins, and you can guys can get a larger battery on your all AMD device. So just something to keep in mind. So I did a little bit of research on that, and you can in fact do it. So I'm actually gonna post that portion on Twitter so people know that, hey, you guys can do it. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's video. Thank you guys so much for joining me, and I'll catch you guys in the next video. Okay, so what's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and welcome to another YouTube video. In today's video, I'm going to be doing a follow-up review on the HP Victus 15 laptop. Now, some of you guys may know that back in, I think, November, December-ish, I did do a review video on this laptop, and for the most part, it was just me going over some features that I thought were nice and some gaming things related to that, since it is a gaming laptop. I purchased this back in October, and so now I'm going to do a follow-up review in October, November, December. So this will be about 5 months later, not necessarily 6 months later, but yeah, so let's go ahead and get started, shall we?